This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the self-governing island's president met with another U.S. congressional delegation. The announcement threatened to renew tension days after a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. Pelosi was the highest-level member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan in 25 years, and her trip prompted nearly 2 weeks of threatening military exercises by China. Beijing claims Taiwan as its own. In those drills, it fired missiles over the island and sent warplanes and naval ships across the Taiwan Strait's midline. American and Taiwanese officials have accused China of using Pelosi's visit as a pretext for intimidating moves. China's defense ministry gave no details about the new drills. There's more monkeypox available to U.S. states and cities. More from AP correspondent.
U.S. officials now say they are able to ship out more monkeypox vaccine doses than previously planned. That's because of a strategy shift that allows more shots to be drawn from each vial. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services had previously anticipated allowing 221,000 doses to be ordered, but officials now say they will release 442,000 doses to state, local, and territorial health departments. The accelerated release was only possible because U.S. health officials said last week that they would stretch the nation's limited supply of the Jynneos monkeypox vaccine by giving people one-fifth the usual dose injected just under the skin. Previously, each vaccine dose required a full vial injected into deeper tissue. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is VOA News. The Ukrainian military said Monday that it had repelled more than a dozen Russian attacks in the country's east and north, including attempts to advance on key cities in the eastern industrial heartland known as the Donbas. In its regular Facebook update, the military general's staff said Russian troops had attempted to push towards Kramatorsk, one of two major cities in the eastern Donetsk province that remained under Ukrainian control, but they failed completely and chaotically retreated to their previous positions. In the same post, the military said Russian forces had staged an unsuccessful assault on Bakhmut, a strategic town in the Donetsk region, whose capture would pave the way for Russia to take Kramatorsk and the de facto Ukrainian administrative capital. The U.S. Justice Department is opposing unsealing the affidavit supporting the FBI search of the president's Florida estate, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A court filing from the U.S. attorney in Miami and a top Justice Department national security official says the investigation implicates highly classified material and the affidavit contains sensitive information about witnesses. The government's opposition came in response to court filing by several news organizations seeking to unseal the underlying affidavit the Justice Department submitted when it asked for the warrant to search Trump's estate earlier this month. The government told a federal magistrate judge that prosecutors believe some additional records, including the cover sheet for the warrant and the government's request to seal the document, should now be made public. Norman Hall, Washington.
The UN says its special envoy for Myanmar has traveled to the Southeast Asian nation for the first time since her appointment last October. That trip by Nolene Heiser follows the UN Security Council's latest call for an immediate end to all forms of violence and unimpeded humanitarian access in the strife-torn country. The UN spokesman, Stephane Dujarric, said late Monday that Heiser will focus on addressing the deteriorating situation and immediate concerns, as well as other priority areas of her mandate. He gave no details on whether she would meet with Myanmar's military rulers or the country's imprisoned former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Recapping our top story, China now announcing more military drills around Taiwan as the island's president met with another U.S. congressional delegation. The announcement threatened to renew tensions days after a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China then. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.